In Parshas Veschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to set up the Ari Miklat. The Pasuk says, Perak Dalet, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Be'eber HaYardin, Mizrachal Shamash. Then Moshe was commanded to set up the three cities of the Ari Miklat on the other side of the Jordan River, and the Pasuk goes on to explain the purpose, and the Pasuk goes on to explain exactly where it was. There were three Shvatim we know that were on the other side of the Yardin. There was Reuven, there was Gad, and there was Manasseh, and each one had one of the cities of the Ari Miklat that an accidental murderer could go and be spared from the Goel Hadam, from the relative of the deceased person. Rashi tells us, quoting the Gemara, V'afal pi she'enon koltos ad she'yibodlu osan shel Eretz Kanaan. Now, there were three cities on the other side of the Jordan River, meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael, and there were another three inside of Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, even though kolate means to absorb, they didn't protect the murderers. So even though these three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu set up didn't protect the murderers, ad she'yibodlu osan shel Eretz Kanaan, until the three that were in Eretz Yisrael were set up as well, nonetheless, Amar Moshe said, mitzvah she'efshel akayma akayamena. Any mitzvah that comes and I have an opportunity, I'm going to keep that mitzvah to the best of my abilities, based on a Gemara in Maseches Makos. There's two very precious lessons that we could learn from what Moshe Rabbeinu did over here. You see, think for a moment. You have three cities outside of Eretz Yisrael. You're going to have another three cities inside of Eretz Yisrael. What you're doing now is not going to take effect until all six cities are set up. And when are the six cities going to be set up? Oh, well, that's going to be when you go into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to set up three cities. Once those three cities are set up, now all six are ready to go. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. He's not going to finish this mitzvah. This mitzvah is going to be done by somebody else. In fact, even the mitzvah that he's doing a mitzvah, but he's not going to see the peros. He's not going to see the fruits of his labor, because these cities are not even going to be usable until later in time after he's already gone. So there's two very precious lessons we can learn. Lesson number one. The Mishnah in Avos de Rabbi Nosson. Avos de Rabbi Nosson was a parallel sefer, also from the Tanoim, of Pirkei Avos. Avos de Rabbi Nosson has a lot of similar Mishnayos, and then some other teachings. So the Mishnah in Perech of Zion says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai, Al tarchik atzmocha mimida she'ein lo kitzva. Don't distance yourself from a mida, from a measurement that doesn't have any kitzva, any ending to it. Umi malacha she'ein lo gemira. And from a malacha that has no finish. In other words, a person could think to himself that if he has a task, a big task, and he's not going to be able to finish it, he might say, what's the point of even trying? What am I going to accomplish? I'm not going to finish the job. It's going to be left over. It's not worth it. So the Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, Chafetz Chaim quotes this, Avos Rabbi Nosson, and he says, this is the lesson of Rashi. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that what he was doing was a big job that wasn't going to be finished by him. He wasn't ever going to see these Ari Miklat in use. He's setting it up, but he's not going to be alive when they're functioning. Comes along the Tana and teaches us, that's okay. Al tarchik atzmacha. Don't distance yourself from such a mitzvah. It's okay not to finish the mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. We perform it because we're commanded to do it. Even if it looks like we're not going to be able to accomplish the whole job, that's okay. There's partial credit, right? On a test, everybody wants to know, is there partial credit? So the answer is, there is partial credit. Don't worry, you're not going to finish the job. That's not our problem. Lo, as the Mishnah at the end of the second parak of Pirkei Avos says, Lo alecha hamlocha ligmor. It's not up to you to finish jobs. We are not here for results. We are here for action and intention. We have to do our best. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was a mitzvah to perform. He did it. The Yetzer Hara says, but what's the point of doing it? You're not going to accomplish anything. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yetzer Hara, go jump in the lake. I don't need you. This is the mitzvah. This is what Hashem wants me to do. If I could do this piece, I'll do this piece. You know, if a person has, the Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal. The pasuk says, "Im tivakshena kakesav chamatmonim techapsena." Chafetz Chaim, in many right areas, many of his farm, he references this pasuk that we have to seek out Torah as if it was money. Chafetz Chaim uses money as his mashal. You can imagine somebody has, let's say, a person had a briefcase full of cash and it fell. And the money started blowing all over the place. Okay, so there's two options. When the money starts to blow all over the place, you could say, "Eh, forget it. All the money's gone." Or you could say, "Okay, listen, the money blew away. There's some of the money I'm never going to get back. People are going to pick up that money, and they're not going to return it. But whatever I can take, let me take it." Right? A person's not going to say, "Oh, you know what? If $1,000 already blew away, what's the difference the other $200? No way. Nobody's going to say that. You grab the $200 that you can get. Whatever you can get, you can get. So that's the same way with the mitzvos. Don't allow the Yetzer Hara to tell you, "Well, you're not going to be able to accomplish anything." No, no, no. Im tivakshena ka kesev v'chamatmonim techapsena. You have to seek out the mitzvos like as if it was money. Just like you would never let $200 fly away just because you already lost $1,000. You grab whatever you can, whatever's left. It's the same thing with the mitzvos. You're not going to be able to finish the mitzvah. There's a big job. You're only going to be able to do part of it. That's okay. That's okay. That's lesson number one from the pasuk. Lesson number two, we quoted the Mishnah at the beginning, at the end of the second parak of Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, "Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, v'lo ata ben chorin lehibat el mimena." A person is not obligated. Well, it's not incumbent upon a person to finish the job, but you can't walk away from the job just because you're not going to be able to finish it. Rav Hirsch on that Mishnah says, what's pshat? How do we understand what is the intentions of the Mishnah? Says Rav Hirsch like this. The Jewish people are all one body. We're all one unit. In one unit, everybody has different jobs. Some of those jobs have evidence that they're accomplishing something. And some of those jobs, you won't be able to tell that they did anything. Okay, I always like to give the football mashal, right? A person, an amateur fan, watches a football game, sees, or you watch the highlights after the game, what do you see? You see the quarterback throw the ball to the wide receiver, he makes the catch, and he runs into the end zone, touchdown! And everybody cheers, and the fireworks go off, and that's the highlight. Or the running back gets the ball, or there's an interception, and they return it for a touchdown. That's what you see in the highlights. What you didn't see was that there was a blitz coming from the other way, and the fullback picked up the blitz, and because of that, they had an extra wide receiver open. So all you saw was the wide receiver wide open, quarterback throws the ball, touchdown. What you don't realize is from the other side, there was a guy blitzing, and because of the block, the whole play was able to happen. But we don't see that block on the highlights. Now, a smart fan, a wise fan of the game knows that that play happened because of the block. If the block didn't happen, the quarterback would have been sacked. There would have been no highlight, no touchdown, no nothing. Right? It's the same thing. Everybody has their job, and some people are going to do their job, and it's going to bring them glory. And some people are going to do their job, and it's just going to be part of the puzzle. You're not going to see an end to your job. Says the Mishnah, "Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor." It's not up to you to finish the job. "V'lo ata ben chorin lehibatel mimena." And you shouldn't say to yourself, "If I'm not going to finish the job, it's not worth it." Says Rav Hirsch, no, we're all part of Klal Yisrael. Everybody has a piece in the puzzle. Everybody has something that they need to do. And sometimes you'll see the benefits. You'll see the fruits of your labor. And sometimes it'll just be another piece, another brick in the building. Right? You'll withhold from saying Lashon Hara, and you won't see fireworks, and it won't make the ESPN highlights. But you did a big thing. Maybe you added a brick to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Do we know where our mitzvos are going? So says Rav Hirsch, that's the lesson of Lo Halacha Hamlacha L'Gemara. Realize that we're all part of one whole. We're all part of one unit. And even if what we do right now doesn't help, but ultimately in the long run, it's all part of a master plan that is a great big puzzle that we're pieces of. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us over here. Moshe Rabbeinu set up those three cities. Says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu knew they weren't going to take effect. Right? Moshe said, nonetheless, it's a mitzvah now, let me take advantage. Why? Because this is my piece in the puzzle. I'm not going to be alive when it comes to fruition. The answer is, it doesn't matter. It's all a piece of the puzzle. Those are two lessons we could learn from this pasuk. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu sets up the three cities. Number one, we have to realize that just because we're not going to be able to finish the job doesn't mean we shouldn't start it. That's the lesson of the Avos to Rabbi Nassan. That's the lesson of the Mishnah and Avos. That's the Yetzer Hara tries to tell us, you're not going to finish the whole job, don't even bother starting. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavai, no, that's not true. Pick up as many pieces as you can. You have to seek out the Torah, you have to seek out the mitzvos like it's money. And even if you can only get some of the money, you'll still always go for the money. So go for the mitzvah, even if you can only get part of the mitzvah. And the second lesson is to realize that the Klal Yisrael, we're all one big unit. And sometimes we'll do something and it'll be a highlight. Everybody will look and say, wow, that's amazing what you accomplished. And sometimes you'll accomplish something very small or a part of something, and it won't get noticed, and it won't go and be broadcast across the world. But that's okay also. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu knew that in his lifetime he would never see these three Ari Miklat in service, it didn't matter, because he knew that he was part of a greater whole. He needed to do his part so that when the Jewish people got to Eretz Yisrael and those three Ari Miklat were set up, that his three Ari Miklat would also be in function.